When it comes to health, Australians are fat, unhappy and leading the world in self-deception. The latest global survey has found that half the Australians who are overweight don't realise it, and it's more likely to be men who are in denial. The findings are part of an international study taking in 13,000 people from 12 countries, as Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Statistics often deliver the same story of Australia as an overweight nation. But a new survey comparing results from 12 countries finds that on average, Australians won't admit to being fat. Dr. Bert Boffer is a practising GP in Melbourne St Kilda and heads Bupa's Medical Services.
60% of Australians are overweight or obese, but only about 30% realise they are. So half of the Australians who are overweight don't realise they are. That's quite an important finding.
Dr. Boffer says there's also some significant gender gaps that emerge from the study. Not only are Australian men less likely to go to the doctor, but they won't admit to being overweight.
They're significantly more self-perceiving. In other words, of those men who are overweight and inactive, they're more likely to not be aware of that than women who are overweight and inactive. The older Australians who are overweight are the ones also most likely to be unaware of it.
Well, there are really strong public health messages about obesity. Yes. Why do you think that this survey has found so many Australians don't think they need to lose weight?
One of the reasons is that Australians are an optimistic lot. They see that we're very healthy overall. I mean, we can't lose sight of the fact that we are a healthy nation. We're one of the most long-lived nations on the planet. The rate of heart attack is going down. The rate of stroke is going down. Yet, we've never been fatter. But the reality is that the fact that we're fatter means we are getting more diabetes, more heart disease, although of a more disabling nature rather than having the big heart attacks that we used to get. So in other words, more chronic disease. We're living longer, but we risk becoming more disabled.
But are we fat and happy?
Look, we're in fact fat and sad, unfortunately. The other outtake from this survey is that we have high levels of depression and anxiety. In fact, that is obvious too to most practicing GPs. I've noticed that as well in my own practice. And it seems to be at a younger age as well.
The survey released by medical insurer Bupa finds depression is more prevalent in Australia. A fifth of those surveyed said they had it. China, New Zealand and Saudi Arabia had the next highest levels of depression, while Thailand had the lowest rate at just 7%. Dr. Bert Boffer blames the overall trends in poor health on what he calls the tyranny of normality.
What's normal today was not normal 50 years ago, and people were sort of fooled by what's normal. If you look at kids on the beach, you know, and I see them in my surgery because I see a lot of kids. In the 1960s, kids on the beach were stick figures, weren't they? Oh, well, you're probably not too young to remember, but I remember kids on the beach, they were stick figures. And now kids are very well covered. And, you know, you think, well, you sort of think that's normal, but it's not normal. So people are fooled by what they see around them. They think that's normal. And I think that's what's leading to the complacency.
That's GP Dr. Bert Boffer ending Bronwyn Herbert's report.